welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Scott here. Hopefully, you're all having a great day. Today, we're going to be talking about a very important part of your business. Not as sexy as sales or marketing, but I can guarantee you it is one of the most mission-critical things to actually evaluate how your team's doing. So we're going to be talking about performance management. How do you make sure that your team is excelling? How do you make sure that they're hitting their targets? And what if they're not? How do you know what to look for? Is it time to fire, or is it maybe on you? You didn't do a good enough job setting them up for success. I'm going to go into all of it. Before we dive in, make sure to share this podcast, this episode, with somebody who could use it. Building a business is tough. It doesn't have to be. Hopefully, this can make somebody have an easier time of it. So let's jump right into it. Performance management. This is crucial for entrepreneurs, business owners, managers, anybody that has at least one person working for them, which is the majority of you. So you want to take your team's performance to the next level, to new heights. We're going to talk about some tactical strategies as well as introduce some fantastic tools that are really going to help you along the way. So first, let's talk about why performance management is so important. See, when you have a team of employees, they're like the engine of your company. You want that engine to run smoothly. You need to make sure that every single part is working at its best. So we'll break it down into six key steps that are going to let that engine operate at 120%. The first thing you got to do with your team is set performance goals. You cannot expect your employees to improve if they do not know what they're aiming for. It's essential to set clear, specific, and achievable goals. You have to make sure they understand the bigger picture and how their role contributes to company success. If you ever want to think about effective performance goals, you can always use the SMART criteria. SMART is an acronym. It's a goal-setting acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This always ensures that goals are well-defined and trackable. Step two, monitoring performance. You have to regularly assess your employees' progress towards their goals. This allows you to identify any issues early on, provide support where needed. One tool that you can use to monitor performance is project management software like Asana or Trello. These help you track tasks, deadlines, ensuring everyone is on track. If it's a sales team, you can measure against leading indicators to success. I always want you to remember, you want to track leading indicators, not lagging indicators. A very clear example of this when monitoring performance is if you are managing, again, a sales team or even a marketing team, and the lagging indicator of success is revenue. That means that you obviously want revenue from that team, but what is the leading indicator? It could have been calls made or social posts posted. It could have been emails sent, or it could have been tweets tweeted. There's a billion and one leading indicators for success, but you got to identify those so that when you hit those leading indicators, you understand that the lagging indicators are going to happen. Step three, you want to provide regular feedback. Feedback is essential for anyone's growth, your company's, yours, your business. Everybody needs feedback. Don't wait for their annual performance review to give feedback. The smaller the company, the more important this is. But even in large companies, I've seen people wait way too long. So you want to do it regularly. You want to use tools like 15-5 or MPraise. These allow you to send real-time feedback and track employee performance. When you're giving feedback, follow the SBI model, Situation, Behavior, Impact. Describe the situation, the employee's behavior, and the impact it had. This helps you focus on specific actions rather than making it personal. Fourth step, conduct performance evaluations. Performance evaluations are an opportunity to take a detailed look at how your employees are doing. Be honest, be fair, be consistent, using a system that ensures everyone is evaluated on the same criteria. So tools like TrackStar or Bamboo HR can streamline the evaluation process. You store all that information in one spot so it's easy to access. During evaluations, you want to encourage employees to share their thoughts and concerns, and this always allows for a psychologically safe two-way dialogue. This allows for growth and development of your team member, your peer, your employee, but also you. Fifth step, develop strategies for improvement. Once you've assessed an employee's performance, it's your job to work with them to create a plan that addresses weaknesses and builds on strengths. This includes additional training, coaching, reassigning tasks within even the same team. To create an effective improvement plan, you can use any kind of tools really, but something like, an Excel or Evernote or I'm trying to think of other ones, but there's probably a few, but there's a Google effective employee improvement plan tools. There's probably a couple bespoke ones, but something that just allows you to collaborate and brainstorm possible solutions. And then the most important part of this is to set a timeline for progress and schedule regular check-ins to actually see how things are doing. The sixth step is to recognize and reward success. So you have to celebrate achievements. It's vital for maintaining motivation, for having a great positive company culture. And you want to create a system for recognizing and rewarding employees for their hard work and accomplishments. This could be using tools like Bonusly or Kudos. These help facilitate peer-to-peer recognition. They allow you to track and reward your top performers. You can also have financial motivation, of course, build that bonus structure into their compensation. So there's a variety of ways, but ultimately, if you're asking somebody to perform at a high level, there has to be a reward, and it can be recognition, but there also should be other significant tangible money rewards and or other types of spiffs, bonuses, trips, whatever it is. People want to be rewarded for going above and beyond. This is not rocket science, but build it into your business plan. So these are the six key steps at a very high level. Now, let's also talk about how to foster a positive company culture, because when your employees feel valued, respected, and supported, they are always more likely to be engaged and committed to their work. So you have to make it a priority to create an environment where people enjoy coming to work and feel like they're part of a team. To create a positive company culture, and just a caveat, of course, culture can be an entire podcast. Each component of culture can be an entire podcast, but this is a reminder because it does affect people's ability to perform. So if you have a shitty company culture, doesn't matter what kind of improvement plan you're putting together, it's going to be really hard to get people to operate at the level that you need them to and that they can, because candidly, work sucks and you don't want work to suck. So you can do your best, make a good culture. So first, open communication is key always. Two-way communication between employees and management. You need people to be sharing their ideas, their concerns, their feedback. The best information you're ever going to get is coming from your team, because they're on the ground, boots on the ground. They can tell you the processes that are broken. They can tell you what customers hate about your product. They can tell you all the negative feedback, positive feedback. Have a psychologically safe two-way communication, open communication between you, your executive team, the masses, all the employees that work for you. Next, invest in professional development. People should leave that company that they're working at better than how they entered. So you have to invest in training programs, workshops, resources to help employees learn new skills, upskill, grow in their careers. You can use Udemy, Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, whatever it is. Tons of great professional resources. Pay for them to go to courses in university, whatever it is. Tons of great resources that allow people to upskill, and you can align that upskilling with the role that they want to move into, or even allow them to be better at the role they're in right now. The point is, they should leave your company better than how you found them. They should be upskilled while working with you. You want to encourage work-life balance. Burnout is a real thing. It can severely impact employee performance. It's essential to promote a healthy balance. And by the way, healthy balance, work-life balance, does not mean that somebody shuts off at 5. It could, but it could also mean that they get the work done when they can get the work done. Again, you have to make sure that you measure what counts. And it's not hours in a chair or hours in front of a computer. It is the KPIs that you've set that they have to perform against. Flexible working hours, remote work options, encourage employees to take breaks and time off. All very important, and you've heard it before, so this shouldn't be new to you. And then finally, a great culture, you do want to prioritize diversity and inclusion. It has to be said again and again and again. This is not just a DE&I virtue signaling initiative. A diverse and inclusive workplace is a stronger workplace. This means that it promotes creativity, innovation, sense of belonging. As a company, a more diverse company is a stronger company. So you have to build into your hiring process right from the get-go policies and practices that promote diversity, and you have to make sure that you bring all these diverse perspectives into your organization. So to wrap up, performance management is an incredibly vital aspect of any successful business. By setting clear goals, by monitoring progress, by providing regular feedback, by conducting evaluations, by developing improvement strategies, by recognizing success, you can improve your team's overall performance. Remember, the key to successful performance management lies in consistent communication, a commitment to continuous improvement, and a fostering of an incredibly positive company culture. When you implement these strategies that we just discussed today, you are going to be well on your way to building a high-performing team that drives your business forward. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.